T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
On the Dial Pad guest line is Radio.com sports insider Joe Girardi. Of course, he is one of 20 managers in the history of the game to win a World Series as both a player and a manager. Joe, it's so good to have you on these airways at 95.7 The Game. Matt Steinmetz, John Dickinson, Bonte Hill. And let's just start off with the Giants right now, who are red hot. A lot of people believe it's fool's gold. What is your opinion right now of the San Francisco Giants going into the trading deadline in 2 weeks?
I'm a little bit concerned because when you look at their offense in the National League the first 3 months, April they were 13th, May they were 14th, and June they were 13th. Now all of a sudden they're first in the month of July. They went 11-2, and I don't know how sustainable it is. Now, these guys have been good hitters in the past, and maybe they had just a rough 3 months, and maybe it is. If it is, I think they're for real. Evan Longoria's had a great July, but he's out. He's on the IL, and hopefully they get him back. But when you look at their best hitter, you could argue that their best hitter this year has been Pablo Sandoval. So I'm not so sure. You know, you have two guys at the top of the rotation, Madison and Jeff, that are pitching pretty well. But after that, it's questionable. But here's the thing. This team is used to winning. They have a manager that's used to winning. He's done a very good job managing that bullpen. Maybe they can get on a hot run for 3 months and make a difference. The other interesting thing is they played the Dodgers better than anybody this year. So maybe they can do it.
Joe, obviously this is Bruce Bochy's last year. I think the Giants probably figure they're in a better spot now than they thought they'd be. If you're an organization, do you take into account that it's Bochy's last year and maybe you want to give him a shot at it rather than sell off some pieces for the future?
Yeah, I mean, I think Farhan is in a very difficult situation because you think of what Bruce has meant to this organization. You think about what Madison has meant to this organization, what Buster Posey has meant to this organization. What do you do? Because I think they're in a very, very gray area. I'm sure they would have much rather had it. They were really good or they were really bad, so it'd be easy, and you could sell, you know, that to the fan base. The fan base has been incredible out there. So I don't envy Farhan one bit because I think he's in a real tough situation. And I think the best thing that could happen in the next 10 or 12 days is that it becomes clear who you really are. Are you the team that didn't hit the first 3 months, or are you this team that's going to hit the rest of the way through? And if you are, then maybe you do make a run.
Joe, how much would you be worried if you were managing this team about taking a Madison Bumgarner away, taking a Will Smith away, and having that adversely affect the clubhouse when the team has been playing so well and you've still got 2 months to go in a season? Is that something you'd be worried about? Would you be bringing guys in? How would you kind of manage that, knowing what could happen here in the next couple of weeks?
Well, I think, you know, the first thing, you know, I was a part of the Aroldis Chapman and Andrew Miller, and, you know, we were in that discussion. Are we good enough to add a piece or two to win a World Series? And we were like, no, we're not. So they decided to move those two pieces, and we were able to bring Aroldis Chapman back, and they were able to improve their minor league organization, who eventually become really good players, like a Gleyber Torres. And they made the trade with the Indians, and they got some pretty good players and flipped one of them for James Paxton, and they still have Clint Frazier, and that has been really good for them this year but is in the minor leagues right now. So I think the way you sell it is, look, guys, I don't think we're good enough to win the World Series. If you guys can go out, you know, but this is going to make us a lot better next year and the year after and the year after, and we're going to have a chance to win the World Series. And that's what it's really all about. It's not just getting into the playoffs. I don't think San Francisco fans are – that's not what they look at. I don't think that's what that organization looks at. I think they look at championships, and that's what it's really all about, and that's how you're selling it.
Radio.com sports insider Joe Girardi here on 95.7 The Game with Matt Steinmetz, John Dickinson and Bonte Hill. Joe, looking at Madison Bumgarner, I'm glad you brought that up with Chapman and Andrew Miller and the type of package the Yankees received for those players. What type of haul could you get for a Madison Bumgarner in today's game, where it seems like every organization is putting more emphasis on relievers and the bullpen and getting ready for October with bullpen arms?
Well, I think you could get some two pretty impactful pieces, and depending on who you trade with, some of them might be major league ready. Some of them might be really close. You know, I look at the teams that are maybe in line for another bullpen piece and another starter. You know, the first team I would shop to would be Atlanta, because they got plenty to get, you know, to give away, and their minor league system is stocked, and I think you could come away with some pretty good arms and maybe a pretty good person to put out on the field every day. So, you know, Milwaukee is another group that could use that. What are they going to do? I think their window is short. They don't make the playoffs this year. I'm not sure what happens to them moving forward. So I think it's really interesting. I think the Yankees have major league ready pieces that you could go get, and you could do really well in trading a couple guys there, because I think they will try to improve their bullpen as well as their rotation, because I think there's pressure on them to move. The other question is, do you send a big bullpen piece to the Dodgers? I don't know if San Francisco would do that. Their minor league system is good. Houston's is very good. They're in line for a starter, and they could use a left-handed reliever. So I think there's a lot of options out there for San Francisco. It's just how patient they want to be, and I think if they are going to move them, they should try to get the best package possible.
Joe, I understand that as a former manager, or maybe somebody who wants to manage, nobody likes to talk about jobs in season. The fact, though, is that Bruce Bochy is in his last year here, and the Giants, they're going to need a manager at the end of the year. Would you be interested in that job?
Well, I mean, I would look at any job and be interested, because I do want to manage again. And I'm not saying that, you know, if Bruce wanted to come back, God bless him, he should come back, because he has been fabulous. He's a Hall of Fame manager. But I'm interested in any job that someone is interested in me. That's the bottom line, because this is not like, you know, I'm a lawyer or an orthopedic surgeon that I can go to all these different markets and get a job. You know, you have 30 markets, 28 of them I probably have a possibility of going to, and there's probably two that I don't. And a lot of teams have just hired new managers, so the numbers are limited. But I'm definitely interested in managing again.
Radio.com MLB insider Joe Girardi joining us here on 95.7 The Game. I want to go back to the comparison to 2016 and the Yankees. When you were managing them, they're playing the Giants. I think very similar record, right around 500. Andrew Miller, Aroldis Chapman are on the team. I mean, how easy or difficult was the conversations that you guys had as an organization about, okay, we have to move these guys, we're not good enough? How did that all play out?
Well, Cash talked about it. I talked about it with Hal Steinbrenner, the owner of the Yankees, and I said even other years, if you don't think we're good enough to win the World Series, if we can't add enough, then we ought to do everything we can to improve ourselves for next year to try to win. And we made those trades, and all of a sudden, 2017, the Yankees took off. We kind of treaded water, you know, from about 2013 through 2016, just because our players got older, they weren't producing at the levels they were earlier in their career, and we kind of got ourselves in a tough spot. So, to me, it wasn't a hard conversation because, yeah, I feel great when we make the playoffs, but it feels empty when you lose in the playoffs. So, really, the goal is to win the World Series. So, do whatever it takes to give us a chance to win that World Series as quick as possible, even if it means kind of, and I don't mean it ever. I never gave up. I mean, we fought even in 2016 when we made those moves and played pretty well. But even if you feel like it's not waving the white flag, but you're doing whatever you can to improve yourself the next year, and as a manager, I'm always going to fight to win no matter what the situation is.
Joe, I want to ask you about the Oakland A's, who are also hot here in the Bay Area, 4.5 games behind the Houston Astros. They're playing really well. Matt Chapman's looking like a MVP candidate, even though there's a guy named Mike Trout down in L.A. who's probably going to win that award if he remains healthy. What do the A's do? Because we see Billy Beane make a move for Homer Bailey last week. Nice little sneaky move. He wins his first start with the A's yesterday against the Mariners. Should the A's make additional moves? Is this time to just go for it like they did a few years ago when they traded for John Lester and traded their cleanup hitter, Yoenis Cespedes, for John Lester? And I know it didn't work out for them, but that's the type of move it feels like the A's would need to make to jump over the Astros and maybe contend with the Yankees and the Indians and the Twins.
Yeah, I think they would have to add some starting pitching, and it's what they're willing to give up. Now, they have some pretty good young starting pitching in their minor leagues, and I'm sure they don't want to give that up. So it really comes down to, you know, could they add a piece like a Stroman, you know, where they have – it's a good deal for next year as well. I think they're going to look more for those than necessarily just a guy that they can just rent for a short period of time. But the A's have gotten back in it. I'm not exactly sure how, because Trinan and Trevino have struggled this year. But it seems like, you know, around the 70-game mark, the A's like to take off, and that's what they've done, and they're playing extremely well. And now they're, you know, trying to chase down Houston, and Houston seems to be running into some problems. They're not pitching as well as they did. Maybe some of those starters are getting a little fatigued. But the A's, I think they're for real, and they're going to stay around, because I think there's a confidence in that club that will help them stay around.
Joe, I want to ask you about managing in New York. We're in the Bay Area, and Kevin Durant's just left the Bay Area for Brooklyn. I know it's not the New York Knicks, but one of the things that was said all through the season when people thought he may leave is he will not be able to handle the pressure of New York. He will really struggle with the media in New York. How did you deal with the media in New York? Do you think their reputation as tough is a little overblown? And I don't want to say what do you have to do to win them over, but what do you have to do to kind of gain the respect of the fans through the media?
Well, I think, number one, you have to play hard. That's the bottom line. You need to play hard and be honest. And when you don't play well, you just say, you know what, I had a bad day. And when I look at a guy like Kevin Durant, he's probably not ever going to be able to do as much as they want him to do. It's going to be physically impossible. Like, I thought A-Rod could never live up to his contract. He could have driven in 150 runs, and it still wouldn't have been enough. So I think you have to understand that going in, and it's because, you know, the organizations in New York want to win so bad. The Brooklyn Nets want to win so bad. So the best thing I could tell KD was just go be yourself. Be who you are and just be honest. When you have a bad day, you have a bad day. Be honest with the media and just go from there.
One of 20 managers in the history of the game to win a World Series as both a player and a manager. Radio.com, MLB insider Joe Girardi here on 95.7 The Game. Joe, good stuff, man. That was really fun.
Gentlemen, have a great day, and I look forward to talking to you soon.
Absolutely. Joe Girardi. That was Radio.com sports insider Joe Girardi here on 95.7 The Game.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.